everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, July 16th, 2025, episode 141. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen, driving that growling machine.
Hey, baby.
You know, that's not an AI slogan I put there.
Slogan?
Slogan, because you're driving that growling machine,
hey,
baby.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a hot minute,
it's
yes.
It's been a hot minute.
And that's only because you didn't want to do the show?
No.
When we got to New York.
It was my birthday week, and I said, I'm not working.
And that's right. It's exactly what you said.
Yes.
And instead of going out to dinner tonight in Austin, we decided to do the show.
We did, yes.
Yes, because it was just, we couldn't not say hello to Vineyard Nation.
Exactly. We put you ahead of this curated Michelin star sushi experience.
Yes, we did.
And we said, nope.
Vineyard Nation. Vineyard Nation is above all, numero uno.
Numero uno. Let's cheers me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Here we go. One, two, three. Hey, you got it. Nice. Oh. All right. And you've got a clear glass of wine.
I'm drinking
there.
Straight up tequila, honey.
I'm back on the wagon.
Did you ever fall off of the wagon?
Well, I'm back on the Argelay wagon is Argelay what I meant. Wagon. Back on the Argelay wagon.
Yes.
Where were we we were at Walmart. We were at Walmart. He said, get some wine here. And I like, okay. And I picked up a bottle. It was like $6. And you're like, but that can't be good. He said, maybe I should just go for the
like, who
the
are
true
you?
And, yeah.
Picking up a $6 bottle of wine.
Well, you know what it is.
What is it?
It's because when we were going to New York.
Yes.
And I knew the restaurant we were going to because mm-hmm. we had two meals with, I'll just call them the kids, two meals with the kids. And so I, before we left, I asked Dvorak, I said, hey, take a look at the wine list. What should I get at this restaurant? He's like, he gave me a whole script, what to say and ask for a different one. He will not let me get expensive wine. He's like, that's too expensive. No. No, no, you're going to get this one.
Yes.
So it's really Dvorak's fault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's pushing me down.
So down to $6.99
that
wine.
That,
okay.
It's hooch, man. It's probably hooch.
It's probably a red wine vinegar.
It's good.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, we do.
Gosh, it's been a couple
weeks.
Where
to start even? I don't remember anything before the Wednesday that we left for New York. What happened before that? Did you write anything down? I have no idea what's been going on.
Gosh, I don't.
Where am I? What is the date today? Are we in Fredericksburg? What continent is this?
Let me see. I don't, you know
Do
what?
You have the Epstein files? Do you have the client list?
We had the big floods on July 4th. Yes. Remember, that was the big floods.
And did we have a show after the big flood?
We had a show on that Wednesday and then July 4th was Friday and that was when the big flood came and it was so much devastation, so much loss of life. And we didn't do anything on July 4th because
it was completely ruined.
Yeah. It was just rained and we were just worried about people. And so the fun really didn't start until we went to Jill's to drop Phoebe off.
Okay. First, a little bit about the flood. I had a lot of contact with people in Western North Carolina, so I knew how long that was taking. I think there's still some people still not in a good permanent housing situation.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
And it doesn't really hit you until you are in a situation like this. Even though it's 20 minutes down the road, it's very close to home. We know a lot of people who have been affected, who have been out there, who've been helping. We've been helping the best we can in our own ways. And it really doesn't dawn on you until you see after, like a week, the news moves on.
Yeah.
There's something else to talk about. Meanwhile, we've got staging areas at churches. We've got people moving down, people coming in, volunteering, going out there, all over the world, coming into Fredericksburg to help. And so that's something that I'm really going to keep in the back of my mind. You know, when the news moves on, but the disaster is still
there.
You
can't forget about it because it's in our community and you see
We shouldn't forget about any of it for anybody's disaster, really.
It just hits closer to home because it's so close to us. And it was just sad how many people were just at RV parks and children were at camps. And then this happened in the middle of the night. And we've just been praying for all the people that were affected by this.
A lot of prayers going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. So with that in mind, then we got ready to go and we took the Feebmeister to Jill and Mike's.
To the ranch.
Where she immediately was happy to see Max and Bandit and the cat and the chickens and the longhorns. It's like, oh, this is good. Until.
Well, so Jimmy and Annette.
Until.
Jimmy and Annette wanted to bring their dog, Chevy, who is a very tiny white dog. I don't know what breed he is, but they wanted to see how he would do with Bandit.
Whose idea was that?
I don't know. I don't know if Jill offered, like, hey, I can take care of Chevy too. I don't know. I just one day Annette said, oh yeah, I'm going to bring Chevy over when Phoebe's there. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, so we were all there. Phoebe, of course, is acclimated. Like, yeah, it's like her brothers.
She's groovy. Yeah, she's all good.
Yeah. She's sleeping on the floor. We're all sitting there and Pastor Jimmy and Annette show up and they've got Chevy on the leash and they walk in with Chevy on the leash and immediately take it away, Adam.
Phoebe gets up and attacks Chevy.
Yes. She has her mouth around his neck. Now, if you remember when we first had Pastor Jimmy and Annette over at our house.
Yeah, she had her mouth around Annette's neck.
Hand. No, it was hand. So Annette was going to pet Phoebe. They were leaving goodbye and Phoebe snapped at her and it scared Annette. It scared me and I was ready to get rid of her. I'm like, no.
You already had my gun out. You're going to shoot this dog in the head.
I wasn't going to do that. I was going to find her nice. I was going to give her to a nice friendly farm.
And get rid of this dog.
Yeah. But anyway, obviously we kept her. We sent her to boot camp. You know, she's been rehabilitated immensely.
Yes, she has.
But this was so... I mean, I was mortified.
You were, yes.
And it scares Annette now. Mm-hmm. Annette is scared because, number one, she tried to attack her, and now she's trying to eat her dog, like, as a little tasty snack.
Morsel.
He looks like a marshmallow.
That's the problem. Well, we all did ourselves no service with that. I mean, we all didn't even think about it. I wasn't thinking about it. Jill, no one was thinking about, hey, she took a couple days or maybe even longer to acclimate these two dogs with Phoebe.
And she took her time. Like, she had them on two separate parts of the fence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now it's just all of a sudden we have this newcomer, which, I mean, who knows? Phoebe might have thought, this is a varmint. I need to protect my brothers. I need to grab this thing by the neck.
He's so much tinier than Bandit and Max. And of course... Phoebe.
Like a gerbil.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Well, compared to Phoebe.
Comparison-wise. Yeah. But I think, I mean, for some reason, Phoebe jumped up and just was alarmed. I don't know why. I was mortified,
Well, at that
though.
Point, everybody's vibe in the room made her only that much more.
We kicked her out. She went outside then. We were like, it's 90 degrees. Deal with it.
She was okay.
But Chevy... Praise God, wasn't even affected.
He was fine.
He wasn't even affected. Yeah. So, but she when Annette was holding him, she was jumping up on Annette. And Phoebe doesn't jump.
Doesn't really jump much.
She doesn't jump.
No.
So I don't know what it was. I just wasn't acclimated right.
It didn't work out.
Jill sent us a picture of all three dogs eating. She's got them in three separate places.
With the cat on the table.
Two cats eating up on the table. And Phoebe not.
She's fine.
When Phoebe sees a cat... On our property.
Oh, no. She wants to go through the glass almost.
She becomes spastic.
Yes. And notice that now she's in our room. She's in the studio again with us. And she's been laying outside in 87 degree heat. And just, it's been good for her. It's good for her to go have a play date with these two.
And she's an easy dog. I mean, she's an easy dog for Jill. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
We feed her the same food that Jill feeds her Max and Bandit. And Jill's just chill. She's just chill, you know. But you took her to the vet today.
Yes. So we've been giving her a farmer's dog, which was upon a recommendation from Joe Rogan. He says, what's his dog name? Major?
Marshall.
He says, this dog is so much better for him. And it kind of makes sense, you know, when it's like, okay, this is actual food versus processed stuff that who knows how long that's been sitting around. And Phoebe is excited to eat. And she's now 91.7 pounds.
I know. So she has lost almost 30 pounds.
Since we porked her up. Yeah. Yeah. Which has been a while. We porked
her
up. Porked her up big
time. Her poor legs were breaking underneath the body weight.
And she seems fine, you know. She seems pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're real happy with that.
Good. Yeah.
We're real happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got her summer body.
And also, just to know that we can drop her off at Jill and Mike's house.
I know.
How good does that feel?
I know.
It makes a huge difference. I love that we're going to take him out to a nice dinner.
Yes. Because she will not accept a dime from us. So we just throw gifts at her.
here's some bottles of wine. Yeah. Come join us for dinner.
Yeah. 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 No. So, and she sent us videos of Phoebe and
another thing, like you can't get a boarding place for a dog that actually does that for you. You know, oh, look what they're doing. Look how much fun she's having. And look, all three of them are chasing off a deer. And, it's real good.
And there's Phoebe always like coming up the last one. She's like, come on, Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, blum, blum,
blum, blum, blum. Here I am.
Yeah. So we are very, very blessed to have Jill to help us with Phoebe. So, yeah. So we dropped off on Wednesday and Thursday. No, we dropped off on Tuesday, and Wednesday we were off to New York, and we had great travel favor. It was super easy.
We did. That was so nice.
To Austin, getting on the plane.
I had the studio. They didn't even look at the suitcase. And
no,
my cases.
We sailed through TSA. It was great until we got to JFK. And we're like, let's just take a taxi. Oh my gosh.
Well, that was...
JFK's a nice airport, though. They must have redone it, right?
They've redone it. But that was Elisa's recommendation. And don't bother, just hop in a cab. It was humid. It was 90 degrees. There was a line.
You had a hoodie on?
I had my hoodie on.
Of course.
I'm like, you know, let's see. Because you have to take a... Because they're rebuilding, you have to take a shuttle bus to where they pick up for the Uber.
To the baggage claim.
All worth it.
Oh, yeah. No. We had to take a shuttle bus to the baggage claim until we got our bag.
Oh, well, there was
that. We walked right out and the taxi was long, but we had to take a shuttle bus because they moved them because of all
the construction.
Yes. And once we got in the Uber, it was about an hour and 15 minutes.
Midtown Tunnel, very familiar trek in for me, looking at the city skyline. Nice hotel south of Houston. Which here in Texas, we say Houston, but okay. Houston. We say Houston.
Yes. Got to the hotel. We got upgraded.
And my stepdaughter was there waiting for us. She came right in. We went out to a really quick meal at a small little restaurant. Remember the name of that restaurant?
No. Princes. Little Prince?
Something like that. Really small, maybe 15 tables or something
There's
like that.
There's so many restaurants in New York.
It's
crazy.
And everywhere you walk smells like weed.
Oh, it's a big bong. New York is a bong.
Big bong.
No kidding. Everywhere there's smoking weed. Yeah.
It really is true.
But it was really nice to be able to spend some two-on-one time with
And
the
I
police.
Set up the studio. I'm like, come on, babe, let's do a show. And I was like, nope. I'm not doing a show.
It's my birthday
week. I'm not doing a show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what?
So then Thursday, you did the show, and Elise and I went shopping. We went shopping.
What is wrong with this picture? I'm always working at the hotel.
Because that allows me to go shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
And then we had lunch, and of course, I ordered a bottle of Prosecco, so we drank the whole bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah, I was just drinking water and coffee.
And you just had water and coffee. Just water and coffee. But Elise and I were in a store, and all of a sudden, my phone rings, and I look, and it's Sir Brian. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
Why is he calling me?
Why is he calling? Yeah.
I pick up the phone, and I go, are you okay? Like, what can I do in New York? He goes, no, I'm just calling to wish you a happy early birthday.
Oh.
I'm like, I know. Oh. It was funny because he never, ever, and
never
it was
calls.
Funny because he never
calls
me.
He'll text you 50 times a day,
but
he won't call.
Oh, my gosh, won't leave me alone. So, so it was really nice to spend the day with Elise. It was just me and her. And, of course, I like to take her shopping.
When's
the
last time you saw her in person?
When she was here last summer.
Oh, so it's a year
in
ago.
September, your
About
birthday.
A year ago, yeah.
Remember, she left right after your birthday.
Oh, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was fun. And then
you went to her apartment. You hadn't seen your apartment
yet. No, I
yet,
walked to
you?
Her apartment. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
She has a rent-controlled 5-story walk-up.
Huh. I know. And it's hot in that stairwell. Yeah. But her apartment's cute.
Yeah, that was great. Very cute. For young people. Yes,
yeah.
For young people.
So when I went there and I go, oh, can I see Maggie? That's her roommate's. Name. Can I see Maggie's bedroom? She goes, yeah, you can look, but don't go through her stuff. I go, I'm really going to go through her stuff.
I was thinking about it. That's probably just something that she's used to saying when other people say, oh, can I check out the whole apartment? And she said, don't go through the other stuff. I don't think it was because she thought you would go through her stuff.
She's the first one to admit that she goes through everybody's medicine cabinet.
She does.
She sure does. She's like, yeah, of course I check it out. Mm. That's like Ellen who says, yeah, if somebody's texting next to me and it's their phone is in the open, I have every right to read what they're texting. I'm like, really? What?
Is it of any good?
But so then that night after you did the show, we went to Pastis.
Yeah, which is where Elise used to work.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that's when you pulled out your script from John C. Dvorak.
It was
about
perfect.
The wine.
Yes. It was perfect. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Let me get the psalm. Let me get the psalm. Sounds like you know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, exactly. It was a loud restaurant, but very, very New York, very good food. What did you have again?
I had a burger and mashed potatoes. Okay. I didn't want fries. I wanted mashed potatoes. I didn't even finish it. I was so full.
I had the beef bourguignon.
Here's the thing. You guys, you and Elise, you like to order appetizers. I mean, so we get 3-4 appetizers and I eat off of that and I'm too full.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, it's sitting in front of me. I'm hungry.
Elise and Adam know how to eat, man.
Yeah, you
remember, when she was still in Austin, I say, let's go out to dinner. Your mom's out of town. Let's go out to dinner. You choose. And she knows how to choose a restaurant.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Very well.
But it was so nice. So her ex-roommate, Mackenzie, joined us, and her new roommate, Maggie, joined us.
And Mackenzie is, let's be honest,
she's our fourth daughter.
Yes, she's our fourth daughter.
We love her. And Mackenzie has a new puppy, Nina. She's a little chihuahua.
It's my god doctor.
Yes. And I bought Nina a little pink raincoat.
Nah, very sweet.
So we proceed to tell the story about Phoebe almost eating Chevy as a snack. And Mackenzie starts to tell us the story about how there was, I don't remember whose dog, it was a big dog. I don't know if it was a golden retriever. It was a big dog. And then they had the grandma's dog and it was an older dog and little like white dog, little old. And the big dog swiped at the white dog and the white dog's eye popped out.
I'm like, that's a horrible story.
I know. She goes, yeah, well, they just, I go, well, what did they do? Do they put the eye back in?
I forgot about that.
She's like, no, they took it out and had to sew the eye shut. I go, did he have an eye patch?
Mackenzie is just fabulous.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
She's a good daughter.
I know. She's lovely. And so is Maggie. When I really got a chance to get to know Maggie, too.
Her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Elise's roommate. Very smart.
Yes.
I'm glad Elise hangs around with smart women.
Because Elise is smart, too, and she needs to be around that.
Yes.
That
look. Yeah, for sure.
So that was fun. But afterwards, Elise is like, let's go over to the Restoration Hardware bar.
And to me, it's like
Restoration Hardware is furniture.
Yeah, isn't that a furniture place?
She goes, they have a champagne and caviar bar in the basement. I'm like, oh. So we go, who knew, right?
And by the way, Tina, for all the drinking you don't do on this show,
I drank a lot.
You caught up pretty well. You sure did. It's kind of like a glass and metal goldish. Metal.
Opulent. It was very opulent, very classy.
But kind of like a gangster hideout in the basement.
Yes.
You know, it was like kind of a little clandestine feeling.
Very classy, though.
Yeah. Our server, Cy, he was from London, so we're talking about soccer.
Very nice looking young man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're like, soccer? Yeah, we just watched Ted Lasso.
I know all about it.
Because he said something about Manchester. He said, he named the team. Yeah.
Man U.
Oh, wasn't that on Ted Lasso?
Hey, I know, because I'm throwing out names like Johan Cruyff, Neeskens, you know, Wesley Snyder. I know all these guys.
Wesley Snyder.
And Deze is for y'all. I taught Tina a little Dutch last night.
We were doing a little DJing last night. I'm like, remember that song 10cc? I'm not in love. And of course, so you said, yeah.
We're in the bedroom.
Yes.
What did I say?
No, and you said, yeah, I used to play it at Countdown.
Veronica on the radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you played it for me. And then you said, right before the song starts, you go, this is what I say.
And Deze is for y'all. Which
I'm like, Deze is for y'all.
Which means, and this one is for you.
Lisa is for you.
That got you laughing. Oh,
I was cracking up laughing. Yeah. So yeah. I could just hear you saying that too.
Nothing like laughing. It's a 10:45 at night and we should be sleeping.
Exactly. But anyway, so it was really nice. We went down, we had a bottle of champagne. I was so full, and you ordered all this caviar.
Well, and not all this caviar,
but you ordered caviar, and you know, it comes with the little bellinis and the potato chips and the onions and the egg and the creme fraiche. It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
We celebrated your birthday, baby. Yes. We were doing it right.
It was fantastic.
We were doing it right.
But definitely. Who knew that Restoration Hardware had a place like that?
I had no idea.
I didn't either. Somebody had told us about the restaurant. I can't remember who.
I didn't know anything about it.
I did, because somebody said, oh, yeah, they're really nice. And I remember seeing a picture. I cannot, for the life of me, I can't remember who showed me that picture. But anyway. I love Elise's friends. So Mackenzie, yes. Maggie, and of course, Megan. We met Megan, her girlfriend, and she was really, really lovely, too. So
everybody was
but
cool.
But Megan was, she was talking at.
And by the way, it's my job to be the podfather.
Yes.
And, you know, to show everyone a good time. Yes. I take this very seriously. I'm sure that's what Elise wants.
I could tell.
My mom and... she says sometimes her parents, which is really sweet. I know. It's really sweet that she says that.
But I liked her friend Megan a lot, because we were talking. Megan, she's kind of this no-nonsense young woman. And she goes, yeah. She goes, when people come up to me and say, hey, can you take our picture? She goes, I go, no. She goes, I don't want to. So I say, no, I don't want to take your picture. No,
she's honest, that's for sure. She will tell you what she's thinking.
I love that. I love that. So it was a good, that was Thursday night. Yeah. And then Friday was my actual birthday.
Yes.
And so we didn't do, you and I just kind of hung out. We walked over to Lisa's apartment.
Whoa,
so you could see
hold on. You skipped over the whole morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had breakfast in our room.
And?
Did we have breakfast? And you gave me my birthday gift.
Yes.
Which was, you handwrote a love letter for me.
Which is a lot of work for me.
Yes, I know.
It took me quite a while to write a page and a half.
I know.
Without skidding off the page or going into completely illegible letters.
I know. A for effort. That was really, yes.
A for effort.
And the letter was actually beautiful. Yes, oh, okay. The letter was absolutely beautiful. That's what I wanted. You said, because I just got the new car and I'm like, I don't need anything. I just got the car. Write me a love letter. You said, okay.
It was more work to write you a love letter than buying you a gift.
Was it?
Yes, but I loved it. I was happy to do it. I'll do it every year from now on.
And I got so many happy birthday wishes and so many thoughtful texts. Yeah. It was really, really made me feel special. Yeah.
Yes.
And then during the day, we went over to Lisa's so you could see her apartment. Yep. We had lunch with Mackenzie and Elise.
I had to rest for a minute once we were up in her apartment.
Yeah, because you climbed five stairs.
Well, also, I had my blue jeans on, my boots. I had...
You had a shirt on. I told you, wear a t-shirt. And you're like, no, I need to wear a shirt. It was soaking wet by the time.
I wanted to look good.
And so then when we get back to the...
I don't look good in
t-shirts.
We're
at the restaurant. You go, we're going to take a cab back. I go, no, we're not. We're walking back.
She's punishing me.
You were missing your three walks a day with the dog.
I was. Yeah. Yeah. And it was good. Again, lots of weed.
A lot of contact
My
highs.
Goodness.
Jeez.
That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Obviously I'm not against weed, but just like, oh man.
It's just everywhere. It's prevalent.
It's 90 degrees. I mean, as a former smoker, I didn't want to smoke and get high outside with 90 degree weather. No, no, I don't understand that. I just don't understand
that.
Yeah.
So, we had plans to meet up with your friend.
Oh, JB. Yes. Yeah. Now, JB, I've known, he was the first person who welcomed me off the plane when I came to work for MTV.
Yes.
And I had not seen him for 10 years.
Yes.
And he's a very typical New York entertainment dude.
Very much so. Yes.
And so we met him at the, what hotel bar was it?
Crosby Bar.
The Crosby Hotel Bar.
Yes.
Yeah. And go ahead, Kara.
No, go ahead. Talk about your friend.
Well, it was nice to catch up, but it was so interesting that he immediately came out with, I got a great idea. Because, of course, he knows we're Christians. He's like, Ten Commandments vitamins.
He said his wife, it was his wife's idea.
I'm like, I'm all in. This sounds great. Thinking, nope, I'm never going to participate in that. It was kind of odd.
So every day there's a commandment on their vitamin pill and they read the pill and then take. I'm like, there's got to be more to it than just taking a pill. You have to really study the God's word.
I would say in general,
it was a gimmick.
It was kind of interesting that he was from the old world that I used to be from, you know, show business, entertainment. And that really doesn't interest us.
Well, what was interesting is like he immediately said his wife was 24 years younger than him. He said he bought a castle up in, where did he live?
Larchmont.
He lives in a castle up in Larchmont. He talked about doing big events for very, very big people.
Yeah, that's what
and,
he does.
And then he mentioned Taylor Swift and I go, Taylor Swift is Satan. He goes, what? What?
He said, well,
I was two glasses of wine in.
There are a lot of people who don't like her anymore. He said, but look, I got a selfie with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very nice, but he was, when he started saying stuff like he loves Barack Obama, I was like, you lost me there, dude. Okay. I can't. I'm like, Adam, drink up. We're out of here.
I'm just like, I love JB. I don't care whatever he thinks.
He just thinks very differently than I do. But he was pleasant. He was nice.
He is he's a guy that you want organizing your big event. That's what you want him for. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good to see him. I'm glad that I at least got to see him.
Yes.
It's been 10 years.
Yes, so exactly.
It's been a long time.
Exactly. And then after that, we went to Ralph Lauren's American Bar restaurant. What did you think of that restaurant? I thought it was okay.
It was okay. It wasn't a lot of Ralph Lauren-ish stuff there.
No.
It was just, it was a good location. We did have a nice table.
Yes.
And I had been in cahoots with Elise for 2 weeks.
Yes.
About getting you the correct cake.
Yes.
And making sure that the restaurant knew about it, because if you don't arrange that ahead of time, they'll be like, well, no, we can't. You got to pay a fee. Yeah, you got to pay a fee. And so she, and of course, this one had to be kept relatively cool.
Oh.
Because it was the buttercream.
Oh.
And so they went early with the cake.
She was stressing about it. Was she stressing about it?
Because I was all over her butt about it. Okay. I'm like, this has got to be right. Show me the cake. What does it look like? Did you taste it? Is it good?
She did well.
She did a good job.
She did well. Yes. Did
And it came out with a Roman candle and everything.
It was very nice. It was a good restaurant. I wouldn't say it was fantastic. I thought Pastis was better.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Or in even the restaurant, the Little Prince, I thought was equal.
Yeah.
As Ralph Lauren, but it was such a lovely birthday.
It was good for the birthday dinner. Everything was great.
And then we went back and we went to one bar called Joy Face, and it was like going back into the trip of the 70s.
Well, what I've noticed in general, the music in every restaurant and the club, it's all 70s and 80s music.
Yeah.
Is that what the young people are listening to these days?
I don't know, but I liked it.
Hey, speaking of music.
Yes.
I think we need to play a song.
Oh, the AI song. That's in the Valueverse. It's in the Valueverse.
That Randy Black sent us, because yes, it's AI, but he did write the lyrics himself. Should we play it?
Yeah, play. Are you going to play the whole thing?
It's only a minute 45 seconds.
Oh, it is? I thought it was long. Okay, play.
Let's give it a shot.
She's the keeper.
Yeah.
He's the podfather.
Podfather, yeah.
He runs a house.
Phoebe.
In the hill country heat with a glass of red, talking faith, life, and what the preacher said. She's the keeper. Got the truth and the sass. He's the podfather, still kicking podcast. Wine flows, TV house. They're keeping it real with Texas style.
Yeah.
Curry and the keeper. Love laughs and a little bit deeper. Rocking through life with a Bible and a beat, sharing the good news and what's cooking to eat. Yeah, it's real, it's raw, and a little bit sweeter with Curry and the Keeper.
Nice.
That's good. Little Eddie Van Halen solo here.
Love talking grace. Phoebe's barking all over the place. It's Curry
nice.
And the Keeper.
soulmates and spirit seekers, from the dog bed throne to their love of the vine. It's church with a punchline and communion with wine. Yeah,
I like that.
In, pour up, it's always a keeper. With Curry and the keeper.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nice. You did a great job.
Good job, Randy.
Thank you so much. Yes. I loved it.
And it is available in the Valueverse.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You can get it in your modern podcast.
Yes, if you always want to listen to a song about us, that'd be great. Yeah,
of course. Of course. I mean, you just have to listen to a song about us again. Phoebe has the last word.
Usually.
Beautiful, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, that was nice.
Loved that a lot.
But at the end of the birthday night, we went back to that Joy Face bar and I had a shot. I had a lemon drop shot. Like, who was I? I was not. So we woke up on Saturday and I'm like, I am not eating till Monday.
You said that every morning. Like, I'm not going to eat anymore.
And I woke up full. I woke up full.
Yeah.
Yes. But we met more of her friends and more of Elise's friends. The one that works for Tori Burch. We met her. Very smart young lady. Yeah, that was nice. And it was a great weekend. It didn't end on a great note, though.
It didn't?
No, because...
What did I do?
No, you didn't do anything. So Elise had purchased something for me, and I forgot to take it from her on the last night that I saw her. So this Saturday...
This is the crappy kid department.
So Saturday, I text her, and she texts me back, and I said, okay, we're going to stop in I'm going to have the Uber stop at your apartment. I'm going to, if you can run down the thing you bought me and I will, I'll just grab them from you. And then we're going to go off to the airport. She's like, sure. Okay. So I text her. I'm like, we're on our way. Nothing. Don't hear from her. Now we've shared locations. So I can see she's in her apartment.
Yes.
I'm ringing the doorbell. Nothing. I'm calling.
Nothing.
Ringing the doorbell, calling, ringing the doorbell, calling. And I finally send a text. I'm like, I cannot believe this. Are you kidding me? And so I ended up leaving without the thing that I bought.
I was not happy.
And she was pretty remorseful.
Well, she had fallen asleep.
She'd fallen back to sleep. Yeah. Yes. I'm like, I lost all faith in humanity. Well, momentarily.
And then of course we got to the airport. It was Saturday, TSA training day. So they had to open up everything I had, put everything back through. And you're just like, well, like that's going to blow up the plane.
I know. I got to keep my mouth shut.
I was like, easy does it, Tiger. It's okay. It's training day. Look, we're well on time for the flight. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so then we're on the plane.
You know, those Delta Sky lounges, though, are pretty nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Anyway, but we're on the plane.
So we're on the plane. And here's what you never want to hear on the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any person with a medical qualifications? We need you in row 23.
This is what you don't want to hear on the
airplane.
You're
like, oh no.
Like, oh, that's horrible. And independent from each other, we both prayed for this person.
Yes, we did.
Because I saw you like, oh, I just prayed for this person.
Uh-huh.
It's like, we're the spiritual first responders. Yes. Like, okay, I've seen Pastor Jimmy do this. Like, right away, pray for this person. Yeah. Pray for this person.
Yes.
And, so we couldn't really see what was going on, but we got to the airport in pretty good time in Austin.
Yeah.
And the pilot even said, hey, you know, that was kind of cool because I got to fly really fast. And there must have been 15 medical people, EMT. EMS, mm-hmm. EMT, fire guys.
I mean, they immediately pulled up to the gate. The door was immediately open. Like, yeah. And I was like, Boda, she was okay. And
she walked off the plane.
She just fainted. She walked off the plane. But I was like, wow, we got here quick and the door opened and we're out. Yeah, so
that's something
it was a little scary,
we need
though.
To remember. I'm sorry, my wife just fainted. Can you make the plane go a little faster?
I'll stick my tongue out.
Can you please make the plane go faster? Yeah. Anyways, we're happy that she was okay.
Yeah, it was a really nice trip, but we always love coming home.
Yes.
Yes. And then Jill and Mike brought Phoebe back and I think she was happy to see us.
Yeah.
She just passed out on the floor.
She's so tired from everything.
But I wanted to say when I got home, there was a couple boxes at the front door and I wanted to comment about the gifts that I received. So I received this beautiful charcuterie board from Donna Crawford.
Unbelievably beautiful. I've never heard you like this. You were not about my love letter. No, no. charcuterie board, way up here, love letter, about midriff high. Yes.
It's so beautiful. And she had...
It even says Curry and the Keeper
and
on it.
And the date of our very first podcast is on it.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's so beautiful. I don't even want to use
did
it.
Did you post the picture of it?
No, I didn't.
It's fantastic.
It is really... And I sent her an email profusely thanking her. It was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
And then Dame Christina Pearl sent me a gift.
What did she send you?
Oh, she sent me a hoodie. That's right. So, she sent me a hoodie.
I walk out you're standing looking at me, and the first thing I think is, oh crap, what did I do wrong? What did I forget? Don't you see anything? And I'm looking at your face like I always do. And you say, look at this hoodie. It's a nice hoodie, by the way.
It's a beautiful hoodie.
It's a great hoodie.
That's really a gift for me, really. I'm like, yeah. I think it is.
It's a gift for me because you're wearing it. Yes. It makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Dave. I will wear it when it gets cold out.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Well done.
Yes. She's
well done.
She's my sister.
Yeah.
And then I got beautiful gold earrings from Annette that I wear all the time.
Yeah, they're pretty.
I wear them all the time. So it was a beautiful, beautiful birthday. But it's not over. We're having meeting girls for champagne next Thursday.
What?
Yeah, Six Twists.
It just keeps on going?
It keeps on going.
Yeah. Won't drink on the show.
No. I drink around the show.
Something very wrong with that.
Oh.
Something very... Vineyard Nation. I don't know. What should we call it? Bone dry nation.
Bone dry nation?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'll drink again. I've just been drinking so much.
That's what you keep saying. You never do it. You never do it. Hey, we got a nice note from Dame Sarah. Did you see that note?
I did. Do you want to read any of it?
I want to read some of it, yes. Because she says Dame Sarah of the Fraser Valley. And she says she was a longtime listener of No Agenda. And when we started Curing the Keeper, she started listening right away, starting at episode one. And now
she's witnessed our transformation.
Yes. And she dropped a little bit behind. Well, it was kind of overboard, but then she started to catch up on everything again. And she said, here's what she said. I wanted to start at the beginning. I've been working my way through episodes in order. It's kind of neat to listen from the future and hear about and remember things that happened so long ago. I'm enjoying listening to the stories of your early days of dating, Adam kicking the tree, the plastic succulent,
yes.
Your pool and garden woes, Phoebe's stories, Tina's sauna,
yes.
Your bag, your hot box, 75 Hard Challenge, the 7 Habits book, the people and friends you met when you first moved to Fredericksburg, and most of all, your faith journey and hearing how you landed at Bridge Church. I'm looking forward to listening more and eventually getting completely caught up. And the thing says, one thing I'm realizing is I listen to both No Agenda and Curing the Keeper is how podcasts end up developing into what feels like a one-sided friendship. It seems so strange in some ways to feel like I know you both so well, yet you have no idea who I am. I find myself responding and interjecting in your conversations as I listen, knowing that you can't hear me.
Aww.
Which, by the way, is what Tina does every single Sunday and Thursday when she's listening to No Agenda. You're yelling at your phone because you've got it wrong.
You text me. You're saying it wrong.
Anyway, she says, God bless you both. Thank you for your courage, Dame Sarah, the Fraser Valley.
Thank you, Dame Sarah. Nice. That's very, very nice. Yeah, I love that letter, too. Yeah, I love that email. That was really sweet. Couple other things. What do you got going on?
I got nothing.
There?
I have absolutely nothing. Nothing. What?
You have absolutely nothing?
No, I got nothing. I have nothing because I was there with you the whole time. You wrote it all down. Good to go. Except for tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, which, we should have just been home.
Oh,
getting the show ready.
Yes.
But then he said, well, Pastor Jimmy and Annette and their kids are in town with the grandson.
Yes.
The new 7-month-old grandson
who's
adorable.
Cutest baby. Like,
we're going to go eat with them at, what's the Mexican place?
Fajita Street.
Which is a great Mexican restaurant in Comfort.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Yeah, so that's cool. We'll go because they're leaving on Saturday. So we'll just be able to get a chance to just hang out with them and see the kids and the grandkid. And it's good. And so you and the girls went in your car.
Yes.
And the boys, so me, Mark, and Pastor Jimmy,
and
Kaylin, went in his car. Kylan went in his car. And we roll up to the restaurant, and there's your car parked on the yellow line in between with two spots, straddling two spots.
I know.
Like, Who do you think you are?
I'm
you are a rude. You are that douchebag.
I'm that douchebag.
You are horrible. I know why. Because I don't want anyone to ding
it's
my car.
It's brand new.
And we're taking pictures of it for the newsletter. I know. Like you are that horrible person. It just everything about it says D to the oosh to the bag. Wow.
And I said I proudly say that. Yeah, I don't trust anybody near my new car because people and even Pastor Jimmy goes, that first ding is the hardest.
Why don't you just kick a ding in it? No, it'll be over. It'll be done with. It'll be done with.
No, I take care of my cars. You know,
so it was a great dinner only to be topped off by the baby having explosive poop and puking. That was awesome.
Yes.
Because it wasn't our kid and it wasn't on us. It was great.
And I didn't have to clean it up.
It was great.
Like, oh, I can't even look at it.
We're looking at him. No, I'm like... Yeah, I remember those days.
Exactly.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was nice.
That was good.
Nice to spend time with them. Couple other things.
Yes.
So I met, you know, I meet Clarence on my walk. You know, Clarence is the guy that stopped me. He's like, you're the woman that prays?
The guys who picked up the trash.
No, Clarence. Clarence is the old man that's walking while I'm walking.
Wasn't he the guy who also...
Oh, he did. He picked up the bottle.
I listened to the show.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So he was talking to this one woman, and he's like, hey.
Does he know your name?
No. Yeah. He goes, how's your walking going? Because, you know, the first time he said, I guess how old I am, and I'm like, oh, 79. He's like, I'm 89. And he's like, he can walk, strides. And so I finally asked him, I said, what's your name? And he said, his name is Clarence. So now I see Clarence on my walk in the morning. He knows me as the woman that prays. So we had that. So that was kind of fun. And then I have tooth woes.
You have what?
Tooth woes.
Tooth
woes.
Tooth woes.
I have a huge pocket in my tooth.
Yeah.
And I'm in Adam Curry's
welcome
world.
Welcome to the club.
I had to order a water pick. I'm like, ugh.
And the only reason you don't like the water pick is you don't just want anything sitting on the counter in the bathroom.
I don't like stuff on my counters.
You know, so we had to go through the whole, well, how about this one? It's tiny. It's portable. You can pack it away so nobody sees it so you don't have to look at it.
But this is what I don't understand. So you brush your teeth first? What's the process?
Okay, here's the process. Now you have a bridge and this is where you have the pocket.
Yes.
I am an expert. Listen to me. Hear me now, believe me later.
Okay.
First you use the little brushes.
What little brushes? I don't ever use little brushes.
Don't you get the little brushes?
For where? Underneath the bridge?
Yes.
Okay, I do that already. Okay.
With a little brush.
Yes.
Do you have the little brush? What color brush?
It's white and green.
Okay, you need a red.
Why?
Because it's smaller and you can get in there.
Mine's pretty tiny. The pocket is on my back molar where the bridge sits.
But while you're at it, do all your teeth. Just do that with that, okay?
I'll say brush them first.
No.
Or little brush.
Little brush.
Little brush first.
Next, floss. Because now you've already loosened stuff up. Now you flick a flock of floss, right? Then water pick. Now, water with a squirt of hydrogen peroxide. This is the tip from Maverick.
Okay.
Because that takes care of any bacteria that, I'll show you how much, that may, you know, it just eats bacteria away. Then you brush.
Are you kidding me?
And then if you're me, then you go after that with the Sonicare brush.
I'm not doing all that.
This is why you're almost asleep by the time I get to bed. I'm like, I'm doing this whole regimen.
It is wax on, wax off every night for me. Take the makeup off. Take the eye makeup off. Wash your face. Moisturize your face. Floss your teeth.
You know,
brush your teeth.
You know,
water pick your teeth.
President Joe Biden had the right idea. Just get a mask.
Yes. And then then put the eyelash serum on. Then put the frownies on. Then put your pajamas on.
And then
go
then
to bed.
And then I come in like,
here's your chapstick. I know.
Here's your chapstick.
Okay.
Baby.
Yeah. So I have teeth woes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that.
And the only other thing I wanted to talk about is how you didn't invite me to go to Glenn Beck with you.
Well, since you don't know his name, I didn't think it was appropriate.
Glenn Beck.
So
Glenn Beck
invited me last minute to come join him on the 22nd.
He said, Adam.
This is why I don't invite you. And so I was like, oh, maybe Pastor Jimmy will go with me. Like, no, they're on vacation. They're going to be out of town. I said, well, let me see. Well, why don't I invite, did you say Brent?
Yeah. I said, I think you should invite Brent.
Yeah, this is a great idea. And so I called him. He was like, why are you calling me?
No, you go, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're on the couch watching TV.
So you invite him and he goes, no way. And you go, way. I hear that on the phone. Way.
And then, he's new in town, you know.
We really like him a lot. They're great. I love his wife. And I love him too.
And he needs dude friends, you know, so let me be his dude friend.
Well, and it'd be fun for him. And he's a tech guy. He's into all that stuff.
Yeah. So all the right reasons. Then we're sitting down, we're watching TV, we're watching Stick.
Yeah, great show on Apple TV.
Yeah, Owen Wilson and Marc Maron, of all people,
yeah.
who I don't really like as a podcaster. I think he stopped doing his podcast.
Oh, did he?
I think he gave it up, And then I did not. Yeah. You chose Brent above me. I would have liked to have gone. I'm like, what is this?
I'm the one that came up with. I said to you, though, I said, you know what? I didn't even think about going with you.
After you tortured me for a good 15 minutes.
I had to.
You don't have to do this.
Yeah, I do.
I'm very sensitive to these
things. That's what happens when you're married to Tina Curry.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
All right, everybody. We're all waiting to hear Tina's God Shot.
Okay. Well, it's been a trying couple weeks. There's a lot that's been swirling around. And this, I think this was in our couple's devotional this morning. Mm. It's Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And it's just a reminder. I'm not going to go into a whole story, but it's a reminder of be careful of what comes out of your mouth, because what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. And it can, and words can really hurt you. And I've witnessed people getting very hurt by words. Mm. And it's just good to remember, you know, that corrupting talk does not build people up. And just be careful about what you say. I mean, think about what you say and approach it from love, because that's what God wants.
I think even in there was a bit of a line of James 1:5.
Was it?
Quick to listen, slow to speak, even slower to get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we've been very good at that.
We have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, this whole Glenn Beck thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's your
really,
fault,
really
though.
Hurt me with those words. I feel a little bit damaged.
I said it was as much my fault as.
Yeah. After the fact.
But anyway, I just want to just remind people that, you know, if it's not coming from love, that really just be careful what you say. And also, when somebody says something to you that isn't pleasant, that realize that it's what's coming out of their heart.
Well,
the heart speaks with the mouth speaks what the heart is full of, and you just have to. That's Luke, I think, 6:45.
But it doesn't mean that that people can't repent and can't.
Of course,
And you you also have to forgive.
But this was a big, big lesson for me, and it's a big lesson. And just so happened to be the devotional this morning. It's a good reminder because I think we get into our flesh. When we get into our flesh, we are not being Christ-like. We are not living the fruits of the Spirit. So it's a big lesson. So that's my God shot. Oh, look at you.
Now it's time hear from Nicole Suckers.
No, I'm a professional as a pronunciator.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Yeah, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
We got some stuff in the P.O. box, actually,
which
is very nice. We love in the value for value model. We love time, talent, treasure. Craig Weinberg doing art for us. Did he do the art?
He's back in action.
He's back in action.
Yeah. After you shamed him. You're getting splits, man. No art.
Randy Black doing that song for us. All these just wonderful things. And we love getting boostergrams and stuff through the PayPal and through the Fountain Stripe donations. But the P.O. box is always fun. And you came home today and said, I've got boxes.
Yes. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about that real quick. So I got two awesome hats from Ranch Wife, and they have a website, ranchwife.com.
But we don't know who sent them.
I don't know the name, but I have who they are. They're just a little description.
So is it from them? Is it from the Ranch
Wife?
And they're in the Hill Country? Where in the Hill Country?
Hold on. I don't know. It just says Texas Hill Country.
Okay.
But this is what I love about, yeah, it says the rolling landscapes of Texas Hill Country. But it says, at Ranch Wife, we're committed to honoring the strength of women who balance grace with grit, creating fashion that doesn't just fit your body, but your unbreakable spirit. From sorting cattle to cooking meals, a ranch wife wears more hats than most.
That's right.
She's a mother, a gardener, a bookkeeper, a chauffeur, and often a skilled hand with horses. Many mornings, she's up before sun, sometimes even earlier than her husband.
That's Proverbs 31 right there.
Ready to tackle a long day's work. These women aren't afraid to get dirty or stay out late. More often than not, they're right alongside the cowboys, roping, branding, and doctoring cattle. It is, go look at their website. It's really awesome. And they sent me two beautiful hats.
Nice.
Like caps. And I really, really like them. So one is a vintage embroidered cap. And then the other one is a this is your hat. This is a distressed.
Oh, it's for me. Oh, thank you. I'm a ranch wife too.
Distressed dad hat, it says. Although I can't.
I'm a ranch dad.
I'm taking it though. I don't think that you're going to have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, nice. Thank you so much. That was so kind.
Yeah, they're cool looking.
But there's no name, so I don't know. So send us a note. And then we also got two books in the mail from, they're Timothy Keller books, which Timothy Keller was one of the first.
One of the first pastors we listened to before, exactly. Before he died, before he passed on.
Yes.
Graduated.
A wee gift from Sir Scotland the Brave in appreciation for all you are doing through No Agenda and for the gospel. Preparation for what the Lord is calling us to. Oh. Meaning communicating the gospel.
That's right.
From Dean Norby. So thank you. Excellent. That's so
thank
kind.
Thank you so much. Yes. Love that.
Yeah,
love that.
It was lovely.
Was there anything else in the P.O. box?
My water pick.
Oh, and the MTV picture.
Oh, yeah. So if you haven't seen it, go to my Instagram. And I've never seen this picture of you.
I remember.
Is this a very early on picture?
You
are so cute. You still are. Oh, but you. Yeah, it was cute picture.
89, I think, 89. I had the big do.
Yeah,
and I had the,
that sexy look.
It had to be after 1990.
Why is that?
Because of my watch. Oh, no, after 89.
Oh.
So it was probably 89. Right. Because I had the same watch for 35 years.
Oh, that's your watch. Mm-hmm. What's that bracelet you have on? Do you remember?
Camille, let me see. Yes, that is Portugal. I got that in Portugal. I don't know where it is. It's probably with that leather jacket. Kicked to the curb by an ex-wife.
So you were probably like 26, 27.
Something
here.
Like that, yeah.
Wow.
No, I haven't changed
it's
much.
A great picture,
I?
Baby.
I haven't changed much.
No, not at all.
Hey, there you go. That's
I'm
what
so
I wanted
happy
to
you still have your hair.
Yes, you and me both.
Hey, so yes.
That's beautiful. Thank you all. You can go to CurryingTheKeeper.com to find out how to send stuff to the P.O. Box. Learn about the show.
Yes.
Listen to all the episodes.
Yep.
Daniel Williams sent us $25 through the PayPal. Thank you, Daniel. Of course, but he could always send us one. We're happy to read it.
Thank you.
Steve Weiss sent us $25, and he did it through the Stripe.
Oh, nice.
Which is now on the Fountain app.
Steve Weiss, he came to visit us. He's Lyle Lovett.
Yes.
Yes, I follow him on Instagram.
He's not Lyle Lovett, but
he's the... You know what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
The technical director? He works for Lyle Lovett.
He does sound for front of house.
Yes.
And his wife is the technical director for a Cirque.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I like nice. How you say Cirque.
That's what you say, baby.
Yeah.
Well, we of course met them in Vegas during the Super Spreader meetup.
Yes.
And during COVID. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for using that new funky feature. The Stripe donation, which you can get on the Fountain app. Hey, coming in with a mini Striper boost, 77-77. It is the Midnight Caller, Sir Brian with an I. Midday Caller.
Yeah, I was going to say midnight.
He says, you know how when people call you on the phone and most of you people answer with, hello? Yeah, Tina doesn't do that. She answers with, do you need bail money?
I didn't say that.
Why, thank you, Tina. That was very kind of you. And the judge has not set bond yet. The bailiff only allowed me one phone call and I used it to wish you a happy birthday. He's tapping his watch, so I gotta go. I'll try not to drop the soap. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
So he texts me and he says, can I ask a favor? Will you use my boost to decant Tabitha? I go, nope.
No.
I go, is the boost from her? She helped me write it. I just don't want her to be sour grapes anymore. This is a switcheroo. I said, then send another note. He said, you drive a hard bargain. Hey, fine. I'll think of something. Fine. I boost it again. I go, awesome. He goes, this whole show is built on racketeering.
That's right. And he actually did boost again. We'll get to it in a moment. 4,625 sats from Redna. Thank you very much.
Is that a new?
I think Redna needs to be decanted. I agree.
Thank you. Then decanted.
Redna says, Tina shouldn't give up on being a grandmother yet. My mother had abandoned all hope, and after we were all in our 30s and unmarried, she cried when my wife and I announced our first because she would get to be a grandmother before she turned 70 and a half years old.
I'm sorry.
5 years after that, she had 7 grandchildren with at least one from each of her children. God is good.
Oh, thank you. We were talking at dinner today, like, what do you want to be called? I said, I'm just going to take on a whole new persona. Call me Christy.
What's wrong with you? Producer's question.
Yes.
Do Bitcoin donations still count for more towards becoming a sommelier? Yes.
Absolutely.
What did we say? What is the ratio?
1.5 times.
1.5. I'm hoping to get there sometime after the wine glasses get stems so my hot hands don't cook the wine. Yes.
I have to order.
Time and a half, Redna.
I have to order new wine glasses. I'll order some with stems next time.
You keep on boosting, Redna.
Yeah.
1.5. 4,620 from Comic Strip Blogger.
Ooh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Today, I'd like to recommend a podcast called DH Unplugged.
Oh, we know that one.
About financial markets and the economy. The show features two co-hosts. One is half Czech, half Polish, 100% Slavic bro. The other, whose heritage is Wakanda for evangelicals. That's interesting. Lives in Florida and uses a Bloomberg terminal for professional traders. Alongside market commentary, they also chat about their personal lives, millionaire lifestyles, and favorite foods. Yo from CSB. We finally have a name for the $5 Stripe donation, Tim Emery.
Oh, Tim Emery. Yes, Tim he's donated Emery. Before. Yes. Thank you.
He gives us $5 every single show through the Fountain subscription.
Oh, excellent.
And coming in with 3333, there he is, Sir Brian with an I. And he says, I asked someone to make my boost a switcheroo for the lovely Tabitha. And she said, well, then you have to send another boost. Adam, your woman is out there hustling. So here. Take more of my Satoshis and please decant the soulless ginger in the evening, y'all.
You've been decanted.
The soulless
ginger?
You said ginger, but what did you say before that? Ginger?
I don't know what I said, but
soulless ginger.
I meant
also known as Tabitha. With the sparkly eyes that Brian always looks into.
You've got more details than
I do. I got details.
Oh, brother. And rounding it out with 1321, it's Randy Black, who gave us that lovely song earlier. And he says, happy birthday, Tina.
Thank you, Randy. And thank you for the song.
Yes. And Sat's coming your way, brother. You're in the splits.
Yes.
You're in the splits. Thank you all very much.
We love
getting notes and blessings and stuff in the P.O. box. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Go to curryingthekeeper.com. And that is where you can find all the info about the show.
Yes.
And all of the back episodes.
Noah, it's time for the question of the week.
I can't believe you actually have a question, but...
Why?
Because it's...
Why? I'm prepared.
Well, because you're always like, gotta do the show.
Did I do that tonight?
Not tonight.
I said, let's go, baby. Let's get this show going. Get in there and do the spreadsheet. Come on.
Hurry up. All right, it's time for the question of the week, everybody. Tina has the question. I don't have no idea what it is, so her answer is already ready, and I'm going to be the...
You're doing question of the week next week.
No.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Can you think of anything that would make our life more fun?
More fun?
Yes.
More fun.
Yeah.
No.
You refuse to answer the question?
The question is, can you think of anything? And I said, no, I don't want to take a picture of you. Would make it more... I think it's so... Well, honestly, I think a grandkid would make it more fun when you can give back it go away after the explosive poop and everything. That was kind of a reminder.
Yeah. Yeah.
A grandchild would make it more fun.
That's a good non-materialistic answer.
Oh, I have everything I need with you. I don't need anything else. I'm good to go. However, I have a feeling you have a very materialistic answer yourself. So I'm extremely excited to hear your answer to the question of the week.
A private plane.
Oh, brother.
But I don't want to own it.
It's a hassle.
No, a hassle is driving 2 hours to Austin, waiting 2 hours in the airport, 4 hours on a plane.
I got news for you.
2 hours to the hotel.
Here's some breaking news. It's never going to happen.
I know.
There's no way it's going to happen.
Can't you do more podcasts?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm thinking of starting a new one. Hey. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
We'll be back.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for showing up.
Okay.
That's all we ever ask. Showing up. Thank you for showing up. CurryandTheKeeper.com. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Tenured Nation. In the evening.
With Curry and the Keeper.